And welcome into the Rise Up Renal Prevention Network show. This is presented by and sponsored by StopAlcoholAbuse.gov. And of course, Carla Smith is the executive director for Rise Up Renal Prevention Network. And Carla, welcome in again.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. It's the third show we've done.
It is our third show. I'm starting to get a little more confident.
Well, you've done a great job from the beginning. First of all, this is a name change. I think the second official week that it's now Rise Up Renal Prevention Network. What did it used to be?
It used to be Communities That Care, and we still do all the same great things that we did before. We have mentors in the schools. We have youth leadership groups, and we're doing family programs. So give us a call. We're still doing great stuff, and it's Rise Up Reno Prevention Network.
You're on Facebook. People can call you. They can also reach out to this show and ask questions or maybe ask for a guest. So do you want to give them that information?
Sure. Our phone number is 620-615-4012. Or if you go to our website, it's riseuprino.org, and all of our social media is there. Send us a question. Give us a call. Let us know what you think about the show, and we'd be glad to get professionals, ask questions, and just see if we can answer whatever's on your mind.
And of course, thanks to all those who participated in the parade last week and had a great time.
Yeah, we did. Had a lot of fun.
You bet. You've got a family in here, and
I'm
very pleased to have them in here. We're gonna talk about some serious stuff today.
We are, but I am excited to have them. This is a family that I've had the privilege of working with a little bit through Communities That Care. I was the youth sponsor when Dalton Hobbs was an eighth grader. Is that when I met you, Dalton?
Seventh grade or eighth grade, one of the two.
Okay, seventh grade. All right. So he's a senior now, so I've got to spend some time with him over the last 6 years.
Yep.
And I've also gotten to know his parents a little bit, so we've invited them to come as well. So welcome, Sean.
Hello.
And welcome, Brandy.
Hi.
We're glad you guys are here.
We're glad to be here.
We are. So, Dalton, if you would, I'm just going to give a quick overview of some things we're going to talk about. Alcohol, tobacco, vaping. I learned from the school resource officer, you don't call it pot, it's called weed. Is
yes.
that right?
Yes.
All right, so we talked about weed last week. We're going to be talking about that again today. Other drugs, opioids, so all those things are going to come out today. And, Dalton, if you would just give us a little experience. You know Carla. What about Rise Up Reno Prevention Network? Used to be Communities That Care. Your experience there?
The experience with the drug and alcohol prevention inside of the schools, I've seen a change in some ways. There's a lot less talk about it. There's a lot less use that you see with the drug prevention. Vaping has become a big issue within the past couple of years. Sadly, you see that a lot more often than we do any other things. I would like to see that come to a stop.
So do you remember a few weeks ago when there was a national story about the 18-year-old kid that had to have a double lung transplant because he was vaping? Not sure if you heard it or not, or if you and your buddies were talking about it. Your parents were shaking their head. They heard about it. Obviously, those people who are vaping, that's a pretty sobering thing that the kid would have died had he not received the transplant. So maybe you'll be talking about that when you go back to school Monday.
I might. I haven't heard anything about it. I've seen some posts. I've seen some things on social media about the side effects that come from it, different things that are happening to kids and teens. But that one in particular, no, I have not read an article about it.
So how old are you?
I'm 18 years old.
So you're a senior?
Yes.
All right, so some statistics here say Reno County students age 6 to 12 report drinking alcohol for the first time at the average age of 13. Reno County students report drinking alcohol regularly at the average age of 14 and a half. Reno County students report using an e-cigarette for the first time, average age of 14 years. Reno County sixth grade students report drinking alcohol for the first time at the average age of 10.4 and using e-cigarettes at the age of 10.6. Those are pretty scary statistics.
Yeah, those are really scary.
Now, not that I'm asking when or if you've tried any of these things. In your experience, does that sound about right?
The vaping sounds very, very accurate. Seeing some of those students, even at the junior high buildings in the county, some even in the state that I've been to, I can see that statistic. The alcohol one caught me off guard a little bit with how low that number was. But I do believe it because sadly there are some things that those students, those kids turn to.
Now, I didn't have the average age of smoking weed or have, you know, whatever apparatus. That's pretty common. What are your thoughts about that?
I think it's at a young age, younger age than I wish it would be, or that I don't think it should be a thing at all, really. There was a guy that I work with that talked, him and I talk a lot. He's 68 years old, and he told me that his brother kind of forced him into smoking tobacco when he was at the age of 6, and then it turned into weed at the age of 8. So some of those peer pressures, I do see them being even those young ages of 6, 7, 8 years old.
I've got another question for you, then we'll bring your parents in, or Carla, jump in anytime here.
Go right ahead.
All right. So obviously people know that you're not going to do this stuff. People you hang around with at school, which I presume they're a good crowd. So maybe people know that you're just not into this kind of stuff. You get called a nerd or a goody-goody or whatever the current terminology is that, yeah, he's straight. He's not going to join in. Don't invite him. I don't know if you get hassled, but people look at you different that want you to do this stuff?
Some people, there's maybe a select 4 or 5. But overall, I think people realize that I've made the choice that I don't want to do it, and they respect it. Some of my closest friends have experimented with things they say that they're not proud of. And I've had some other friends that have chosen that path. I'm still friends with them, but they respect that I don't want to make that decision. So when I'm around, they don't do it, or I just don't come to those associations when I know that those issues are going to be there and they could arise.
So your mom and dad are in here. We already introduced them, Brandy Hobbs and Sean Hobbs. So Brandy and Sean, if you would. Okay, so Dalton's saying all the right things. His halo's shining bright. The wings are flapping on the back. What's your thought here? Obviously, you know, you're proud of your son, and he's not perfect because no kid is, but just give us some of your thoughts.
I know for, since our boys were both little, we've been pushing them to not do it. You know, I'm not, I know, I kind of know what.
Let me just ask you a question. If you caught him doing it, obviously there's going to be big trouble. Has there ever been an instance where you suspected Dalton was kind of messing with this stuff? And if you did, how did you handle it? Brandy, you jump in if you want.
Okay. So I don't think we've ever suspected Dalton of having done anything. He is pretty much got that firstborn child. He follows the rules, does what's expected.
Well, that's probably why he's working at 18.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. He's got all the responsibility of the first child. Okay.
Right. So, however, our younger son is not here today to defend himself. However.
So throw him under the bus.
I will. So he has lots of friends that.
How old is he?
He's 16.
Okay.
And so he has lots of friends that will willingly try different things and knows that, hey, I may try a thing here or there. And I don't know if I should admit to this or not, but he was caught vaping and we were very stern with him. We're concerned not only for him, but his friends and the people around him because of the choices that he's made. Our youngest son has asthma. And so to add into that, to go ahead and start vaping at any age, but especially at his age and with his ailment already, that was a great concern for us.
Dalton, when you found that out about your younger brother, I'm sure you had a couple things to say.
I did. I just kind of looked at him and with that disappointed look. I mean, we all do stupid things when we're younger. I've done stupid things. Not that, but I wasn't going to be super harsh because I knew mom and dad were going to take care of that. But I mean, I want to be a big brother, and we kind of we didn't have this like real close relationship for 2 or 3 years. And then here within the past 6, 7 months, we've kind of become that brother friendship. We've kind of started to have that.
Well, that's good. Every parent likes to hear that, and every family likes to hear that.
So when I heard he was doing that, I was like, I just quit acting stupid.
So, Sean, how long was that discussion with your younger son? Was it pretty quick?
We had a pretty good conversation about that. We've had other family members that have had breathing problems. You know, you were talking about a double lung transplant. We had a nephew that had a double lung transplant several years back.
Well, that hits home.
And we knew about the severity of it. And that was one thing we pushed on him was, you can't do this. You know, you're smoking, vaping, whatever. You're tearing your lungs up. And
yeah, that's actually considered an infraction. So it's not a misdemeanor. They can't arrest you. I learned that the other day. Carla and I did the other day. But when you look at it, it's wrong to do it from a law standpoint and a school policy standpoint. What you are talking about is a life standpoint.
Yes.
So, Brandy, you want to add to what Sean has said?
Well, we did take into consideration everything that he was doing and his friends, and we actually had a family discussion and brought Dalton in, and even some friends of the boys' that are always hanging out at our home, we made them sit in and listen to us talk about the whys and the what can happen in the future, as well as the discipline that our family chose to take. We understand that each family has the option to discipline as they will. Ours was pretty harsh and lasted for quite a long time, but we wanted to set a precedence as to where we were and what our decisions are.
Well, Sean, I'll ask you another one here. Not that you're going to tell, like Brandy said, another family had a discipline, but what would you tell those parents that aren't involved, don't know their kids are doing that because they aren't involved? That's not a good place to be. If you're not involved, how are you going to know how to help your kid? You need to be a better parent than that, right?
Yeah, I mean, they're going to have to be involved and try to figure it out. I hate seeing it. I don't know what to tell them other than they need to be involved with their children.
Well,
a lot more.
So. Great advice. You brought them into this world, so yeah. And Dalton, and by the way, you're listening to the Rise Up Renal Prevention Network show brought to us by StopAlcoholAbuse.gov, and Carla Smith with us, executive director for. I keep wanting to say formerly Communities of Care because this is still brand new.
It is still brand new, but it is now Rise Up Reno Prevention Network.
Okay, so I want to ask Dalton another question.
All right.
So, Dalton, this question about parents not being involved, you've got a lot of friends. I presume you've got some friends that maybe their parents aren't involved. They can kind of do whatever they want, and probably not too many of them get to do that. But what's your thought about that? Because there's more temptation if you've got no accountability as a kid.
Yeah.
You can do it. I mean...
A lot of my friends are my age, if not older. A big majority of my friends are actually older than I am. So they're, you know, away at college. They're adults. So from their standpoint, some of their parents aren't in their lives as much because they don't get to dictate or kind of rule them to shape them as what they get to do now. Because my friends are adults. But I know that some of my friends who are still living at home, their parents may not have some of the stricter rules, but you know, in their house under their roof, you're not going to do this, but you're going to do that.
Well, you've got that too.
Yeah, I do. And I appreciate it. Cause we've got family that does, foster care, and seeing some of those children that come from those broken families, it makes me really appreciate what I have. And to see that my parents are interacting in my life.
So this is for all three of you here. When people from outside the community, if you travel or go to ball games or you know whatever activities, and people say, oh, you know, Hutch has a drug problem. All right, Brandy, let's start. How do you respond to that?
Well, I've heard that in my own job. I hear them say, you know, families whose kids maybe go to a different school in Reno County will say something about Hutch having a drug problem. There's a drug problem everywhere. It's not just in Hutchinson, and it's not just in Reno County.
It's
across the nation. And not only do we need to have organizations like this get involved and be a part of our kids' lives, but our parents and grandparents and everyone that's helping to shape our children of the future, they all need to get involved and understand where these statistics are coming from and how to prevent this and how to help raise those statistics, help change the statistics, help change the lives of our future.
So, Sean, do you hear Hutch has a drug problem as well?
Well, yeah, I do. With my job, I see it actually a little bit.
I'm not going to ask you to identify your job, but I think most of us in our jobs may see with coworkers or, you know, people that get hired and fired and all that, and it's unfortunate. Yeah. I will put a plug in for our new police chief. He's done a lot of good, and he's trying to take care of all this for us.
He has. I've seen a lot of his work on social media and on the news, and I'm glad for it. Yeah.
Yep, that's right. So, Dalton, does you hear Hutch has a drug problem? Reno County?
I do hear Hutch has a drug problem. A guy I work with, a different guy that I work with, he was kind of skeptical about having his daughter come to Hutch. And I asked him why. She is at Hutch, but I asked him why. I said, why are you scared or skeptical about it? And he said, oh, there's this stereotypical Hutch has a drug problem. And I told him, I said, no matter where you're going to go, no matter where you send your kid, even in those small schools, there's still going to be that problem. It may not be as big because you don't have as many students or you don't have the population, but the proportion is still going to be the same, however many kids it is that is doing it against the kids who aren't. And I think I talked about this with one of my coaches, my weights coach. There's a lot of kids that everyone looks for the negative in life. And so when people see or think about Hutch, like I'm just going to talk for Hutch High for an example because I just left school. My last class ended. So we talked about the other day how there's maybe 50, 60 kids that do inappropriate things at school versus the other 1,000.
Yep.
And everyone looks at those 50, 60 kids and they determine, they look at the cover of the book, they look at those 50, 60 of students of the school and not the entire population, not what we have to offer. And I mentioned that to the guy at work. I said, there's only a handful of people that do those things and everyone just looks at those negatives.
And think everybody's doing it.
They think everyone's going to do it. And there's a lot of kids that, even if they're not a part of the prevention programs, they still choose not to do it. And it's really cool to see because Hutch High has a lot to offer and they have a lot of things for students to do and to be active and for parents to be active.
Carla, obviously this program, Dalton's saying all the right stuff.
Dalton is saying all the right things. You know, he's exactly right that Hutch does have a lot to offer. And as far as whether or not we have a community with a drug problem, maybe we do have a problem. But for the most part, I think Brandy's right. The whole nation has a problem. It's coming from all over. It's not just here. And I think that just means we have more opportunities to reach out to our kids and give them alternate ways to have fun and to do things that are going to be enjoyable and make them want to stay drug free. And I was going to ask Dalton if, do you remember how old you were or when you decided, made that conscious decision that you would be drug free and that was going to be your lifestyle?
I never had like a come to heart, like just a moment. But when I joined CTC, we had to sign a pledge. We have to sign an agreement. Our parents have to sign that every year. And that was kind of the official, I signed a document. That was the big one right when I was in seventh grade. But I think the one that kind of hit hard was I had family members that my grandpa, who smoked for many years, we lost him to kidney issues, but still having the issues of smoking, he had problems with his lungs, which can then affect just the biology of the body. One harmful thing can affect the entire body, and which happened to go to the kidneys and slowly shut them down, and then we lost him to that.
Brandy, what he just said about signing that contract, that's pretty powerful.
It is.
And you two signing the contract.
Yeah, every parent, I believe, is supposed to sign the contract, which just says, you know, we ourselves are going to stay drug-free, and we're going to help our children stay that way, as well as the other children that we interact with on a daily basis. So we have no problem signing that contract and being a part of making our community and our children better.
I'm going to put Sean and Brandy on the hot seat here because there are no perfect people out there. So let's see how bright your halos shine.
Eek.
Not necessarily that you don't drink. I don't know if you drink or if you smoke or any of that. Doesn't sound like you do. But has there ever been a moment where one of your kids sees you doing something that you're telling them they can't do, and you have to justify why you're able to do it and they aren't? And Brandy keeps pointing at somebody.
I may be trying to tattle over here.
Yeah, that's I smoked for 13 years and met my wife, and my wife said, "I'm not going to date you if you smoke." And so I quit. Quit smoking, and I started chewing to quit smoking.
Another bad habit.
Bad habit. And then I finally just one day just said, "This is it. I'm done." I haven't had anything for, probably 13, 14 years it's been since I've had any tobacco product.
Were your kids old enough to see you do that and call you on? Obviously, Dalton's heard this story before.
Really? Dalton was probably 3 or 4, maybe. And there was one thing that had happened.
You don't need to tell everything.
Yeah, they really John, made it stop. Right. It was nothing bad. It was just kind of gross, but... it's been 13, 14 years drinking.
We do drink socially occasionally a drink here and there. Our boys have seen us drink before, and we do have conversations with that. We have conversations. We're at a restaurant. We were at a restaurant in the community this last week and had a drink, and we... of course, had that conversation with them. When they're old enough, we want to be the first ones to be a part of them having their first drink and being a part of the right and the wrong of all of that.
But it sure doesn't sound like they're seeing either one of you pass out on a weekend and, using it to excess. So, Dalton, I think you get the point here.
Yeah.
Your parents are good examples for you. They're not perfect either, but they're at least trying to set a good example in admitting what they do. And it sounds like you've got, your footing really good. Wow, we're getting close to running out of time. Anyway, real quick comments on the example your parents have set.
I think they've set a really good example. I've never had an issue where I've had to think about what they're doing. I've never had to question why. I've never had to ponder in my sleep, why do my parents do this?
You don't wake up sweating,
why are they doing that? No, not...
Unfortunately, we have friends. The boys have friends that they do have those situations with their parents. And we've tried to show our children that example, as well as their friends whom parents have that example. And we've tried to give them a better one.
Probably why you have so many coming over to see Dalton and your other kids, right?
Right. Yes. Yeah.
Carla, we have... this show has flown. We've only got two minutes left. You better wrap us up here.
You guys are a model, and I appreciate that. And I can't tell you how big of a deal it is that parents are involved with their kids. It is more important than being involved in a prevention program or being on sports. The biggest thing to prevent kids from getting into bad situations or making bad choices is having somebody they're connected to. And hopefully that's their family. But if it's not, then kids definitely need to find somebody that they can connect to, because that's what's going to hold them accountable. So we hope that everybody's enjoyed the show, and maybe you have some ideas of kids that need to get connected, or that you would like to connect with kids that need somebody. Give us a call. Our number is 620-615-4012, or check us out on our social media or website at riseupreno.org.
RiseUpReno.org. This is the Rise Up Reno Prevention Network show. We're coming to an end. So, Dalton, in 20 seconds, a quick thought to any students or parents listening out there on how they should guide those kids and prevent doing all these things.
I would say we all want to live life to the fullest, but do it smart and be safe about it. You don't enjoy the moments in life, but make sure they're not ones that you have to look back on and think, I could have done something differently to not have a cause or have an effect to a cause.
Our thanks to Brandy, Sean, and Dalton Hobbs for being our guests. Thanks to all of you for being here.
Thank you.
Yep,
you guys are awesome.
Yeah. Carla, thanks to you as well.
You bet. Thanks, John.
Yep, and you've been listening to the Rise Up Reno Prevention Network show. We will do this again next week. Have a great weekend.